a thing that you would take to the well and fill with water and bring into the house as a handle?
I would call it a water bucket.
All right. Now, what is the difference between that and a pail?
Well, I would say it's lots of difference. I would say a pail is a milk bucket. Mm-hmm. And a water bucket is a water bucket.
Are they made out of different things?
Mm-hmm.
What are they made of?
Well, a water bucket is made out of, some of them is made out of cedar.
Uh-huh. It's a wood?
Yeah, some of them.
And then what's the milk pail?
Just tin.
It's just lightweight?
Yeah.
All right, now what about where you put the garbage? What do you put it into before you take it out?
Well, you can put it in a garbage can. Mm-hmm. All
right. Now, how about what you cook bacon or something like that in on top of the stove? What do you call that? Where you fry things?
Well,
you're going to cook an egg, or you're going to cook a piece of meat or something.
Well, you could fry.
And what's the pan?
Fry pan.
Have you ever used the word spider? Talking about a pan. All right, how about skillet?
Yeah, this is plain skillet. Old skillet.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron pot that's got three legs?
I'd call that the old Dunnell pot. Old regular dinner pot.
Uh-huh. Then what is a kettle?
A kettle, get this pot, just keep full of water. Mm-hmm. And that's just a regular old kettle.
Uh-huh. Now what do you call the thing that you, talking about the stuff you eat with, now what do you call the thing that cuts your meat?
Knife.
And what's two of them?
Both.
No, if you had one knife and then you got two knives, what would you call it?
Two knives.
All right. And then you have what else? What has the sticky ends on it?
A fork.
And then what do you stir your coffee with?
A spoon.
Right. Now, if you've been out working in the yard and you come in to eat, what are you going to do to your hands first?
Wash.
Right. Okay. Now, after you've had a big meal and lots of company, there are lots of dishes, right? Okay. So, the first thing you got to do to those dishes is what?
Wash them.
All right, and then to get the soap off, what do?
Dry them.
Well, what do you do when you put the hot water on them to get the...
Well, you scald.
Okay. Now, what do you use to wash the dish? What do you hold in your hand to wash the dish?
Well, a dish rag.
Okay, and what do you dry them with?
Dish scald.
Now, there are different kinds of towels in the house, mm-hmm. you know, and like if you take a bath, you use one kind. What kind would that be? What would you call it? You know, the big old kind.
I would call that a face towel. I would.
Okay. And then what did you say you'd call the kind you did the dishes with?
Dish towel.
And did you ever use the word tea towel? No, okay. What do you call the thing you turn to let the water run out in the kitchen?
I'd call it the spigot. That's what I call it.
And the one that's outdoors?
And that's a spigot too.
Okay. All right, and suppose you had a hard freeze and you went out and you found that pipe had frozen. Then what does it do?
Be done busted.
Yeah. No way to pep it, is there?
Sure enough.